to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 17th day of July 2006. If we remember what Alex de Tocqueville said after coming to this country, and that was a little over 170 years ago, but that was 60 years after our creation. America is great because America is good, and when America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. We have to keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. I have with me today Joe Cortina. If you missed the last hour of the Intel Report, what I need you to do is go back into the archives and listen to it on your own time. We have no time to do any recaps here. If you were someplace else last hour, just hold on. Maybe you'll pick it up in the second hour. Now, Joe, I want to get back into the issue with Israel here, what's going on, because I've heard these words spoken. When you mentioned World War III, I've heard these words spoken on the mainstream media as some sort of debate. Well, is it going to be World War III, or is this going to be diffused? Are they going to back off of this thing? We already know what's going to happen if they don't.
No, I think a lot smarter people than I are considering the reality of that. I don't think that's paranoia or exaggeration at all. I mean, it's you can just step aside from biblical prophecy and everything else and just look at it as a pragmatist if you want. And I think you can see that we have a monumental conflict just brewing, just waiting. It's a powder. It's just a powder keg waiting to go off.
Well, and it's almost as if, now you were in, around the intelligence field, it is almost as if they're doing a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because we know that this was not Osama bin Laden with his kidney disease in some cave in Afghanistan with a limited resource to create an all-encompassing terror network across the entire world that we have to, our president was the first one to officially declare the 100-year war on terrorism. If anything at all, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. What are these people going to do when they're bombed out of existence? What are they going to have? The most dangerous, and I think you'll agree with this, Mr. Cortina, the most dangerous man on the face of this planet is somebody that has nothing left to lose.
Exactly.
And what are we doing right now with the Arab countries in the Middle East?
We have alienated 1.5 billion people who we've always been at peace with till 1947.
Now, who and what mechanism in the United States today is going to put a halt to that program before we all go up in, as you said, on the ash pile heap of history?
This is what you're trying to do as a patriot, John. This is what I'm trying to do. And I pray to God that there are enough people that will get away from their cold Budweisers just a few minutes, enough to look in the eyes of their children and grandchildren and just think, what is the legacy I'm going to leave my flesh and blood? Is it going to be 24/7 porn on TV totally out of control? Is it going to be an actual war or conflagration? Whatever it is, it's going to get worse, but it can only be worse, bad, or bad, horrible. That's all.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back with my guest today, Joe Cortina. We'll be right back, folks.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, folks, we all know that the Arab people, they're only animals. And, well, this is how we're taught through the media. They do not use terms as camel jockeys or ragheads or some of the less flattering terms. But what is being described with all the sound bites and all the pretty little pictures that are out there is that the Arabs, they're extremists. They want nothing more than to destroy Christianity. And as you pointed out, Joe Cortina, that we have lived in peace with the Arabs. We're not talking about a small population of people here. We're talking 1.5 billion people on planet Earth. That a little country, along with the help of its organizations, the United States militarily, sanctioning them financially, militarily, big fat contracts, you name it, that we're ready to start World War III on this planet over some very, very confused people. By the way, the president, I wanted to tell you this, Joe, wasn't with the verbiage that was being crafted at this G8 summit. The president of France came out and said, you know, the Israelis are at fault here also. Well, they had to clip his wings real, real fast.
Yeah, it was unacceptable.
Yeah, just totally unacceptable. I have had, And I want to get into other areas here, but I just wanted to let you know this, that I had the Nutricarte people on this program, a rabbi, and we discussed many different topics that day. And I have said this before, that there are organizations like the, I call them the American Defamation League. These people are some of the most vile people on planet Earth. They have a 501c3. They're working overtime against the interest of America. They have been for a long time. They've infiltrated the State Department. They've infiltrated the halls of Congress. They have controlled or manipulated the medias, both print, electronic, and Hollyweird, to the point ad nauseum. If you want any sampling of that, folks, look what happened when Mel Gibson came out with The Passion of the Christ. What happened? I was accused of being anti-Semitic. Let me tell you something, folks. The names have changed, but the same people that hung Christ on the cross 2,000 years ago are alive and well today. Are they not, Joe?
Yeah. You know, Abe Foxman is nothing more than the head of a terrorist organization. That's all it is, plain and simple. It's a terrorist organization.
Yeah, but their arm, the Jewish Defense League, has been busted in this country so many times, they barely, when they do their hits, literally, on people, they barely get a mention in the news.
Well, you know, I came from happier times.
Me too.
You know,
me too.
When I was growing up, believe it or not, John, I'm trying to think hard, maybe if I can honestly drum up even an example, and I didn't live in a glass bowl. You know, in grade school, junior high school, the kind of, you know, formative years when things like that impress you, I don't remember any racial incidents. And I grew up in a neighborhood that was not too far from a relatively black neighborhood and so on. I never had any animosities towards black people. I never had any real reason to. And then all of a sudden they were captured by these other organizations, mostly headed by Zionists, which is true, to absolutely foment all the hate and divisiveness they possibly can.
And let me give you an example of that, Joe. What is the cultural icon out there today? It's the proverbial rap claptrap, as I call it. You appeal to the basis of human nature. It's being promoted by Hollywood, the record companies, television, you name it.
It is so bad, that, and I'm proud of these people, I'll have to say. You have even found, think about this, in the last year or so, you've had prominent black actors and prominent people, black people of notoriety.
Bill Cosby, for
prominent
one.
Prominent people like Cosby and others,
yep,
come out and openly just say, man, this is enough. We don't identify with this trash. They're bringing everybody down. They're creating the hatred. And, you know, they're just glamorizing and glorifying garbage and trash. And these are their own people that are saying this. I mean, that's good. I wish I would see more. I know there's some good Jewish people in this country, truly religious people. Only about 10% of the people, of the Jews here, are religious, adhere to the teachings of God. So those good people, I would defend those as quickly as I would my own neighbors or my own family. So those good people, I say, show some courage. Show some grit. Get on talk shows. Let your voices be heard. And take the flack and arrows and insults from your own kind, because you're going to get them. You're going to be ostracized, just like Bill Cosby was, I'm sure, called Uncle Tom and all this. Yeah, sure.
I've had it with all this division, and it's deep, and it's well planned. I've had it up to my eyeballs. I've been watching this going on for 14, 15 years. I see this country going down in flames, and at the helm of this ship of fools is a madman sitting in Washington, D.C. right now. I can't figure out if he's worse than Dick Cheney or Dick Cheney's worse than him, but I can see his daddy and Bill Clinton sitting right behind both of them.
Well, there's two or three topics I'd like to touch on.
Well, and we also want to take some calls here, 800-313-9443. We'll take those at the bottom of the hour. But if you want to get on air, get in queue, you better do it now. 800-313-9443. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Couple of things here. We're talking about, you know, the Palestinians hate Christians, they're tormenting Christians, they're terrorizing this and that and the other. Well, folks, let me tell you something about the lies that King George and his ensemble of handlers, which is I call them, that's all they do, they're handling him. He's like the puppet. If you look real close, you might even see the strings sometimes. Let me give you some facts. I don't deal in fantasies, I deal in facts. Approximately 20%, maybe a little more, are the Palestinians. You ready for this? Are of what faith? Christians. They get along. I've been there. They get along exceptionally well with their Islamic neighbors. There are no problems. And guess how long they've been doing this? Over 1,000 years. That all came to that image. Is it still that way? They're still friends. They still fight side by side. That image, the lies, started just recently with our bizarre association with Israel. I don't understand this at all. If you go to who have been the greatest instances of treason in the United States, what is the ethnicity of the people we associate synonymous with treason here?
Is that a question?
Too much hard to think about. Rosenberg's, number one.
Well, what about Jonathan Pollard?
Jonathan Pollard is a folk hero in Israel. This was told to me, and then I saw it firsthand with my own eyes. You will never see this in Tel Aviv. I'll say it again for you folks that travel there. Tel Aviv is a sanitized city. It is a place for Potemkin tours, Hava Nagila tours, for idiots and stupid people that think that's what Israel is all about. You go to the outer-lying cities, you will see graffiti all over the place. Free Jonathan Pollard. Jonathan Pollard, our hero. Shame on the United States. Free Jonathan Pollard. This is a man who committed one of the highest treasons in the history of this country. And he is a superhero. Does that tell you anything about the mindset of the Israeli people? Not every single one of them, but we have to paint a broad brush here because if we start distinguishing, saying, well, you know, there's 1 out of 10 that are really good and just harp on that. Sorry, I'm not going to do that. If somebody tells me that most scorpions are deadly, I'm not going to let this scorpion go because it might be that 1 in 50 that's not a poisonous scorpion. Same with Pollard. With treason.
He was a Russian, what? Wasn't he a Russian Jew?
He was an Israeli. He's an American citizen, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was a ranking naval officer. The guy betrayed his country. He was an American citizen who betrayed his country. The Rosenbergs were American citizens who committed the greatest treason of all. You know, you can't even figure the blood on the souls. Well, they don't have any souls. On the hands of the Rosenbergs, with the atomic bomb in the hands of the evil empire, there wouldn't have been any Korea, there wouldn't have been any Vietnam. Just think about it,
Joe. If we just let Patton go and roll into Russia, there wouldn't have been any communist Russia or communist China. It wouldn't have happened.
So of course not. Of course not. There's so many ifs. I'm alluding to this just because the Rosenbergs were among the self chosen. Our allies, and do you know that they're going to make a movie of the Rosenbergs and they're going to portray them heroically?
Oh, gosh.
As a really, truly warm, loving couple that were misinterpreted by the media? Yeah, no, this is the way it was. I was listening to this on a show. This is the way the Rosenbergs are going to be portrayed. The people who sold the atomic bomb to the Soviet Union.
And, of course,
the epitome, the icons of treason. And, of course, the people that are going to do this are American Jews, Israeli Jews.
All right. We got a break. We'll be right back. For all you conservative talk show hosts that supposedly are on the right side, What are you going to do with this issue now? I ask you. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
I wonder, as I said before the break, how are the alternative conservative talk show hosts going to handle this situation? They don't want to talk about it because they don't want to be targeted as being anti-Semitic. Years ago, I was talking to a group of Jews, and they agreed with what I was saying, but they said, well, you're a white, little white Christian guy, and they'll hang you on a cross, too. I said, good. Roll up your sleeves, get in there, and clean your own house out. That was 10 years ago, folks. Look at where we're at right now. Possibly on the brink of World War III, and I don't think this is an exaggeration. What I see are the intelligence groups over there working overtime right now to carry on the fruition of the plans for Israel's roadmap to peace. I don't know if they think they can handle 1.5 billion miffed Arabs themselves. I think they're a little cocky. There's only so many areas you can send nuclear weapons to. What if they're on your own borders? What if they're inside your own country? What are you going to do? Nuke yourself? 1.5 billion. What's Joe, what's the population of Israel right now?
I've seen, as a matter of fact, I looked that up the other day, and it kind of varies. But I think a safe figure that nobody will really argue with is about 6 million.
About 6 million. Ironically, the same number was supposed to have been killed by Nazi Germany in World War II.
Well, that's a whole other story.
Yeah,
the number that they portrayed has nothing to do with the actual number of people that you remember I told you earlier about the secret files that have come out? And this is, it's not just Joe Cortina's files. Any listener can go out there and find this for yourself. The numbers have gone down, 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 down as the truth came out because they suddenly realized there weren't that many Jews in Europe. Hello?
But that's not going to stop them from keeping somebody like Ernst Zundel.
Lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. When your father is the father of all lies, you become very good at it.
Well, the problem is here that, as I said about the talk show host, they can't separate the issue. We've been talking about how evil our own government has been and how they've worked against every interest of any ordinary American out there. You cannot separate the issue of what's going on in the Middle East right now. You're going to have to say the word Jew or you're going to have to say the word Israel. There's no way around it. And what they have been doing, because they didn't want any heat, they wanted to go along with their plan of information, trying to wake up Americans without making anybody mad. Well, I got news for you out there, folks. Some heads are going to have to roll here before we start getting this country back. And the first tragedy and the first casualty in any war is what, Joe? The truth.
Yep.
We're right on the precipice of it right now.
So, my people perish for lack of truth, lack of knowledge.
Boy,
nothing could be truer right now. We have to get over this mentality of our cold Budweisers and football games as being paramount above our children, above our life. We have to start thinking a little less selfishly about the truth, what is actually going on, how we have been fooled, the mockery. Do you have any idea of how they laugh at us? They call us goy. They call us cattle. And I have to bite my lip. At first I got real angry about it. And after a few years of being immersed in this thing, I had to bite my lip and say, good choice of words, guys. What could be truer? We are goy.
A little tongue-in-cheek here, Joe. Do you see the Vatican's hand in any of this? Do you see the Jesuits pulling this off?
No.
I don't either.
No, no.
And I have people continually trying to take
me. I don't see enough input from the Vatican. There should be a tremendous outcry for justice in these areas. And, I mean, Pope John Paul, you know, God rest his soul, but, you know, here's a man who suffered through real communist persecution. Lest us not forget, folks, communism, Marxism, Maoism, Taoism, whatever you want to call it, they're all the same kind of cancer, were invented, legislated, supported, and financed by Jews, period. End of report. People on my side of my wife's family were murdered by the Jews in the Ukraine. They were called the Cheka. My wife's parents were called kulaks. That was a term meant you owned land. That's a sin to those people, to the communists. This woman watched her sons and her husband murdered right in front of her eyes by these people. So it's up close and personal in my family.
What I would like to see, and I think it has to happen here in America, is the good Jews in this country, they had better start making a lot of noise, and they better start doing it real soon, and start, and I've been waiting for this to happen. These people...
So have I.
For them to distance themselves from this incredible evil that we see ourselves wrapped up with.
And I don't hear it, and I don't see it.
Not yet, you don't. Not yet you don't, but here's going to be the bottom line to this one. Do I give up my easy life in America, or do I move to Israel? Do I have to go live with the people that I detest, that I know that are evil, that I know that is perpetrating a lot of carnage on planet Earth? Am I going to want to be that next to them as a neighbor? Think about that one. Hey, when we get back on the other side, we'll start rolling your calls. Professor in Georgia, Mona in California, Richard in Alabama, and others. We'll get to all of your calls. Thank you for patiently holding. My guest today, Joe Cortina, and we're talking about the explosive situation in the Middle East. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
On tomorrow's program, I've got Aaron Russo that is recovering from his third bout with bladder cancer. He had to go all the way to Germany, folks, to get the medical help that he needs, because we're dealing with the criminal cabal of the medical industry in this country. Sad to say, but it is true. And on Wednesday, I'm going to have Tex Mars on the broadcast. So, folks, we're going to load you up this week with some good stuff. Don't forget, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I will be in Washington, D.C., and this is the confab that the American Free Press is putting on, and I do believe on September 11th I'm going to be in New York City at Ground Zero over this whole 9/11 issue. Oh, you remember, folks, the reason why we went to Afghanistan and into Iraq, because we had to fight the terrorists on their own ground, lest we would have to fight them here. And if you're buying that, I've got a bridge that I would like to sell you. We've got phone calls. Let's roll them here. Professor in Georgia, you're up first. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Hi.
John, do you recall what I told you and Jack Otto about how I saw a scenario in which, you know, we have all these Katusha missiles supposedly hitting Israel from all directions. We really don't know the origin of who's shooting those. But do you recall I told you and Jack Otto one afternoon that I foresaw us going to war with Iran after they supposedly sent out a missile from somewhere in the midst of Iran, or a missile test, and and possibly that could precipitate the war. You know, this actions of these Katyusha rocket shooters are being blamed on Iran. They're supposedly supplying these missiles, and you know, their logistical efforts are what's behind all these missile attacks. I heard a show last night. It was Alan Handelman out of the Carolinas. He has a Sunday night show. He had Bill Kristol on. And, of course, Kristol's pushing that these rocket attacks need to be stopped and that we're running short on our, quotas in the volunteer forces, and we're going to have to have a draft, you know, and there's legislation before Congress.
Well, I can't. It's on our website, and I just want to tell folks this. What you need to do is go up to our bullet news links on the bottom of our page on RBN Live, and start to look. At Professor Kevin Barrett, when he was on Hannity and Combs, did you catch that one? Where he said that Fox News is the disinformation artist. They're the terrorists.
Yes. Yes. Well, I don't know if you know much about my background. You know, I've had a national radio show for a while. I've been a guest on many shows. I'm a second-generation American on my father's side of Jewish extraction or persuasion, you know, out of Europe. Mm-hmm. My grandfather's family fled, basically, right before World War I and came over here to America, thank God. I do not, I have a lot of insight. Look, in the last year, I've spoken with 3 Mossad agents, okay? I have a lot of insight into what's going on in Israel, you know, and also a biblical background. I've even met with the FBI due to the accuracy of my predictions. There's not a lot of coverage of that, but I've predicted a lot of attacks on America, and the FBI has come to see me because of what I've said on other radio shows and to people. You know, sometimes when things happen that you say, people, quote, turn you in or you know, point you out as a person of interest. But anyway.
Yeah, we got to rename the FBI, the ATF, after the fact.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
You know, and they're both now, their strings are pulled by the same puppeteer.
Yeah.
Look, America is the client state for Israel. We've had no greater spies in this country. There's been no more, there's not one single country, or let's just not say country, let's just say persuasion, because it's more than a country. It's an idea of, it's hatched from, like your guest Joe said, it's these people's father is Satan, you know, spiritually their father is Satan, and you know, there's those that believe that it's actually genetic, and it may be. But look, I did speak with a Mossad agent a few months ago, and she had infiltrated a group of Christians up around the Atlanta area, but this agent admitted to me that she was a Pharisee, and she also admitted to me, now get this, you guys need to know this, she admitted that most black people are not going to go to heaven because they're illegitimate, okay, that they are actually, no illegitimate person can go to heaven, or nobody that's, you know, a bastard child can get to heaven. That is their beliefs. Okay, so as hard as blacks try, they're not going to heaven anyway, for the most part, according to what this Pharisee told me, this woman.
Amazing.
And but she's infiltrated a bunch of Christians, and they think that she's working on, like, the Hebrew version of the Bible code. I talked to some of the Christians, and they're, like, fawning over this woman like she's some, you know, great teacher. So that's just, I'm just showing you how easily that modern Christianity, the neocon Christianity, is being so easily misled to fawn and follow after these false Jews, this persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual persuasion, and we need to make that clear.
We're not necessarily
talking about a bloodline, per se.
Well, and since you had your lineage of some European Jews that came to this country, 70-some years ago?
Right.
You now see what's starting, and I'm sure that you'll agree with us. You can see the handwriting on the wall here. What I've been saying, and Joe agrees with me, that these good Jews living in this country right now better come forth, and they better do it real, real quick.
They don't have much time, but the persuasion to be, look, you know, if you have your patriotic fan flamed, a flame fanned a lot, you're liable to make a mistake. You know, you're like a guard dog on a chain that's getting his chain pulled. That's basically, these people, they're being pulled to make knee-jerk reactions, and they don't really weigh a lot of, they're not really interested in American history, they're not really interested in the salvation of this people in this land, they're not really interested in a grassroots movement of you know, good biblical Christianity and fundamentalism. They're not fundamentalists, they're very easily persuaded by the new age, by the next new thing.
Yep.
And you know, look, I want to point you to a website. This is very critical. It's called First Base. I'd have to look it up real quick, but it might be called At First, or it's a pro Zionist website, the worst I've ever seen. I found it off of a there's a big Jewish newspaper out of L.A. I don't remember what the name is, not the L.A. Times, but it's L.A. something. And I found this site off of there, and it is unbelievable. I'd have to wade through my favorites right now to find it.
That's fine. We got to keep moving because we got a lot of callers here.
All right. Well, look, I do see, though, that Iran is – you know how when they had that earthquake in Bam, Iran, the Iranians did not want all that help because they knew that a lot of the infiltration was being done through that – cover of that, you know, our giving aid to Iran.
Joe, I know you can speak to that.
Yeah, I want him to touch on that, the Bam Iran earthquake, and how now that there are things in place there so that World War III can start from some sort of false flag attack from Iran.
All right. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
God bless.
You. All right, you too, sir. You know these operations, Joe, under the guise of international help.
False flags operations. It's in PSYOPs, which was just in its infancy at Fort Bragg when I was there. But in PSYOPs, we call it a montage operation. And you do something to divert and create something, and then it appears to be something. You portray it as that, but actually the people who went in and killed this person of state and so on weren't the enemy, they were your own people. And that's what we call a montage operation. And the Mossad are masters at it. I mean, they've been caught, and they still get away with it.
Well, if you take a look at Ariel Sharon, Menachem Begin, if these people were not terrorists, what were they?
He was a terrorist. Ariel Sharon is a bona fide war criminal. Look it up. There is no... Ariel Sharon is an atheist. He's not a religious man. Can you imagine the chosen people have chosen a man who's a secularist?
But you spent time in Israel, and you know that all the people living in Israel right now are not backing Mr. Olmert right now. That they're fed up. They're fed up with what their own... A lot of people over there right now are fed up with what their own government is doing, just as we are fed up here in this country with what ours is doing.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of points I wanted to point out here, the things that I saw in the occupied territories that I think are important. I want to, if you would allow me, I'd like to get on these while we have time.
Go ahead.
Okay, there's three points. One was my observation of this, the typical child killer, and one was a mocking of America by IDF troops. Another one was a taunting, purposeful taunting by the settlers to get the settlers killed. I witnessed all three of these. You know, we don't have enough time to talk about everything I saw. But I think one of the most poignant ones was when we were going in Gaza City, we were down in the main area, and we had an escort that was a Jeep with IDF Paras. One guy was on the back with an FNFAL rifle and kind of riding shotgun, so to speak. And all of a sudden, the Jeep came to a screeching halt. The guy jumps off the back of the truck. I look over to the right real quick, and here's this little 6 or 7 or 8-year-old kid, about 30 meters off to the right, just in a little field off the side of the road with tears in his eyes, and just, holding his fist up in the air, and he's got a little, egg-sized pebble in his hand. I jump out with my camera. The guy's already dropped down to his knees. The soldiers, full-grown paratrooper, locks and loads his FNFAL, and believe me, I know exactly what locking and loading an FAL is. I trained combat troops for 13 months, and I'm a collector, and I've even owned that same kind of weapon. And I'll tell you one thing, and you can ask Bo Greitz or Dave Hackworth or any of the people I've known, when you drop down to a position, when you lock and load, and when you take a sight picture on a human being, it's not to impress them. You're going to kill that person. And just before he was going to probably blow his head off, I ran up as close as I dared and put the camera up to my face. He caught the motion, was caught in his eye, I guess, and he just glanced over. He didn't move his position, but he just took his eye off the sight for a second and looked at me. I gave him the finger and had my finger on the camera, and I think he got the picture that if he murdered that child in front of me, he better kill everybody in the embassy vehicle because those just might get to some place to, somebody might find out what kind of murdering sadist he really was. This went on, I understood, on a daily basis in Gaza.
Well, and not only that, I mean,
my point is, John, I witnessed this. These things are true. You got to have people realize out there that these things are true. They do happen, and they happen on a regular basis. They murder children like they were rats.
Now, you, of course, you were witness of how the news media covered this in the United States. It was the poor Israeli Defense Forces that were over there in Palestine with the Jewish settlements over there.
That's a misnomer for beginning. Nothing to do with defense. The Israeli imperialist army. There's nothing to do with defense. They're not there to defend anything.
So when their children and their homes are being shot, their homes are the Palestinian homes are being bulldozed. They're witnessing over there their people being killed at random by these IDF forces. They started to use the term homicide bomber. This was the only way that the Palestinians could strike back militarily, or what they thought was a military strike. But what was conveniently called terrorism in this country, oh, these are all terrorists. They're going after the Israelis. They're just trying to defend themselves. What did George Bush just say today and yesterday? He's asking kind of the Israelis to kind of lighten up a little bit, but they have the perfect right to defend themselves. What in the hell are they doing in Palestine to begin with?
They're not defending themselves against them. That's the whole point. They're not a defense force. They're cold-blooded murderers. They've stolen the land. They rape the women. They kill the families. They plow the crops under. And they get away with it because we're so stupid. We're criminally stupid not to look at the facts in your face. Oh, there's an elephant in the room. No, I don't see him. I don't see him yet.
Joe, let's go back to the phones. I got to get to these callers. Mona in California. Hello, Mona.
Hi, Joe. This is Mona. And I wanted to talk to you about what the ADL is doing to the average variety person here, just regular people like me. I gave a speech in Toastmasters about the SS Liberty, and I had a CD that I handed out, which I had on audio discussions by the actual sailors, which are very moving because they describe how they were being fired on and they heroically went up the masts and reattached the electrical wires, which the Israelis knocked out. It's very moving.
Mona, you dared to criticize the IDF for murdering our sons and brothers? That's hateful.
I know. And my friend in Toastmasters, who was a Jewish woman, went right to the ADL and reported me. She's not a political activist at all, but she knew I had crossed the line. And Toastmasters got a letter from the ADL telling them to investigate my violation of their policy against hate speech.
Well, it's domestic white-collar terrorism. The ADL is a terrorist organization, and the reason that they aren't hanging from light poles is that not enough Americans have really been crushed under their thumb yet. And it's always somebody else, like you. I don't think they're going to pick on me. I have a reputation for not being intimidated. I love a good fight. I have challenged these people. I said, I'll take you on anywhere, put me on public broadcasting, and I said, when I get through with you, you better have an armed guard to drive home.
My record is
squeaky, squeaky clean.
Joe, they're not going to touch me either because I have gone to the nth degree to point out the difference between Jews and Zionists and Pharisees. They no more want to bring attention to me than they do you. It's very dangerous.
Well,
but they're so well organized. This girl who turned me in has no political particular affiliations. She was my friend.
It's an ideology.
Right.
It's an ideology that they have perpetrated.
She wasn't your friend. She is your mortal enemy. She did something to you that was despicable. She did something that was despicable to the memories of the widows and the orphans of those children. She is a horrible, despicable person, and she has betrayed your valuable friendship. That's what the reality of it is.
Absolutely.
Mona, anything else, dear?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard
in Alabama, you're up next. Hello, Richard. No? Carl in Florida. Let's go to Carl.
John?
Yes.
How are you, man? How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask Joe when did the Israelis threaten to nuke America?
It's been several years. I've got it here. I don't have the 100 pounds of research papers sitting right in front of me. But if it's real, real important to you, you leave your number or email address with John, and when I have time, I'll research that for you. Okay? Fair enough?
That'll do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Is that it, Carl?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
He'll chew you up with.
All right. We've had the Chinese threaten to nuke us, but right now we're making them rich and building their military-industrial complex. Thanks to, well, our friends in Congress, or should I say, who've got their hands up their backsides, making their pens move to sign things, and the words that they speak out of their mouths. Money is a very powerful, powerful thing, as we've discovered here in America. Tell you what, we got to take this break. We'll be right back right after this.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
Or that's when they used to teach the Constitution and what its tenets were, and more importantly, what our responsibilities are to our country under the Constitution. That's when they were teaching the Constitution in schools, folks. We only have a couple of minutes left here. By the way, Carl in Florida, we are going to pass your phone number over to Mr. Cortina. And as soon as he digs up that information, he will make it available, and I am also going to get it, and we'll post it on the website. Joe, some parting shots here.
Okay, mine or yours?
Yours.
All right, quick as I can here. I think this is important. Going in at a security checkpoint, we were going into Gaza. We got out for just to stretch our bones just for a quick minute. I heard some IDF people in uniform, some young soldiers, talking with a New York accent, you know, a Brooklyn accent. So I went up to one of them, and I said, hey, excuse me, you guys must have spent some time in the States. And he looked at me and smiled. He says, yeah, we're American citizens. And I looked kind of shocked, and I thought, hey, you dirtbags. And then I thought, well, don't be too hasty. And so I said, no, maybe I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. And I said, gee, you know, you guys serve your country, you know, America, and then you come over here to serve the IDF. And I said, that takes a lot of determination and so on. So here I was trying to give them credit. They broke out laughing in a mocking, sardonic grin and laughter, and the IDF soldiers around them were just sitting there snickering. And you know what their comment was? This is the mindset of the Israeli. This is the loyalty of the Israeli, emblematically. Oh, hey, no way we're going to serve in the military of the United States. That's what they did.
Yeah.
So.
It is a situation, Joe, and I'll tell you what, I don't know exactly what the solution is to slow down these tyrants and these madmen. We are on the brink right now. And for the life of me, I there is no magic bullet here that you can fire, hit a target, do it cleanly, take out the bad guys, the good guys. You know, nature abhors a vacuum. You take out the bad guys. Hopefully, we have enough people still left in this country that have their head out of the dark, dank place they've had it in and that can muster the courage to fill that vacuum. Otherwise, we're toast.
We better get morally and well-educated and moral real quick, or we're going to be in a civil war or worse. And that's just inevitable. This thing, like you said, it's a vacuum. It can't stand that long. We cannot have a war criminal or a president for any more length of time. This has got to stop. And I'm not a liberal, Coke-eyed, glasses-eyed, you know, liberal, Democrat, hippie-yippie.
Well, we didn't even get you have spent as much time dealing with the RNC as you did with the DNC. And we didn't.
I've got a stack of cards. I was just telling my friend here now, sitting in my office, they're kind of old now. But from when I was cards officially on, when I was on the National Republican, steering committee and things like that, I was a Republican's Republican.
You know,
there is no more Republican Party.
George Wallace said it over 40 years ago. He said, "There's not a dime's worth of difference between the Democratic or Republican Party," and no truer words are spoken. Hey,
I thought that was a fallacy.
We are out of time, Joe. We got to run. And I thank you for your time, sir, and we'll have you back from time to time. Folks, hang on to your hats. We're on a sleigh ride to hell, and we're fresh out of snow. It's going to be a real bumpy ride. Thank you, Joe Cortina.
My pleasure, sir.
All righty. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow. My guest tomorrow, my featured guest, is going to be none other than Aaron Russo. In the movie that's about to be released. I think it's going to be released on the same day that he is on our program tomorrow. So tune in for that, folks. I think you will find that of worth and value. We'll see you then.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.